Welcome to a brand new week here as we continue on now talking about our path and our purpose. And I just wanted to say, similar to the theme or the foundation of teachings that I've been bringing to you over the last couple of months, it's really important for me that all of you, including myself as well, don't feel under any pressure to figure things out all of the time, or to feel like we're not doing something right if we can't create, if we're struggling to manifest, if we're struggling to listen to our intuition, if we're feeling like we can't expand in the way that we want to. And very similar this month, if we feel that like our purpose is something we're trying to seek and trying to find. I think we all spend so much time in our lives, particularly when we connect into our spiritual path or the spiritual gateway, and that we're seeking something that ultimately are, I suppose, those bigger answers to the questions we have about life, but also we're seeking a feeling, an emotion, a sense of something, or we're trying to reach a destination point that, like, if we follow a certain path, we're going to reach this like big crescendo where there's, you know, fireworks going off and we've suddenly figured out life. And I just think that that is so much pressure. And it's really important to me that we move away from that idea a little bit. Like, obviously, you're listening to me and these are my own experiences. They're my own kind of understandings from working with women for many years. But that doesn't mean in any way, shape or form that they're right. We all have our own individual connection to things and individual connection to things in different ways. But I do feel that so much about the world we live in right now actually brings so much pressure. You know, if you go on to social media or even go on to media in general or even chatting with your friends, we all hear suggestions and solutions of things that can work. Oh, I tried this, or I went to this person, or this, that and the other. And these things absolutely do help to support us. But we also sometimes can feel a pressure to engage in all of these things. And it's really important for me that for all of you experience within this membership a really safe place, I suppose, to not feel pressurized. And when you listen to these teachings, I would never want you to think that it's like I'm not doing enough, or I've spoken about this before, I need to fix myself, or I need to be able to feel really connected to spirit every moment of every day. None of these things, I think, are actually possible. And I really thought about this today before recording this teaching, because I was thinking about our purpose for each one of us. And I do believe, whether it's, you know, correct or incorrect, that we are here for something. But like I shared last week, we're here for different things. And the reason I started off this teaching being like, what's your motivating factor for getting up in the morning? What's your motivating driver behind what you do in every day in your life? Because those things actually form part of what your purpose is. And I think that when we're feeling lost, and I know a few of you in the membership have shared with me over the last week and through your questions to me about feeling a little bit lost and about feeling unsure about like certain things you're about to take your next steps on. And just to say, to acknowledge you're feeling lost and to acknowledge you're unsure of your next steps, even though you know the direction you want to go in, you should be really proud of yourself for doing that. And that might sound really cheesy, and I don't mean it that way, but when we acknowledge things, I think that's when we start to heal things. I think healing is more about awareness and acknowledgement than it is about having a moment where suddenly our past experiences or our difficulties stop affecting us. It's the healing comes from understanding how it makes us feel or how triggered we are. And I think it's really important, particularly in a community that I'm creating at the moment, that all of us can feel a sense of just ourselves, like feeling uniquely yourself, no matter your life circumstances. I don't think that we'll all just have this magic rainbow that we'll live under just because we follow, inverted commas, a spiritual path, you know. And I think that, and I'm talking about this, generally, but I'm also talking about this in relation to your path and your purpose, because I think sometimes when we seek something, and I've shared with how I've done this myself before, but when we're seeking something, whether it's through spirituality, whether it's through practicality, goals, whatever it is, there's always something we're seeking. And when we're seeking so much, we again come out of ourselves. And I think the biggest guide you will ever have in your life is yourself. And the person that knows you best and knows what's best for you deep down is yourself. And I think that when we're trying to find our path or create a new pathway or follow a pathway we've just recently created that feels good to us, and when we want to maybe rediscover or reimagine our purpose or start engaging with what our purpose is, it can feel a little bit daunting and it can feel a little bit confusing. Because I know that sometimes when we have this sense of wanting, I suppose ultimately it's about fulfillment, because purpose brings a sense of feeling fulfilled. I feel like I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing in my life. And that is such a wonderful sensation to have. So I wonder, for this week, could you think about what fulfills you? Let go of what your next steps are going to be. If you're feeling particularly stuck at the moment, and I speak directly to those of you who are feeling like this right now, or even have felt like this recently, is your life fulfilling you at this time? What's fulfilling you? What's bringing you a sense of fulfillment? And that is making you feel like connected to something, making you feel presently connected to something, and also making you feel like you're filled up with, you know, rewards. And I don't mean rewards of like being given something in exchange for something. I mean, you're feeling a personal reward from whatever it is you're engaging in. This just feels really important to me, because I think if we switch from purpose to fulfillment, there's a different connotation that comes with that. Purpose, that word, can come with a sense of confusion, like I said. It can come with pressure. Or it can come with even indecisiveness, like, is this my purpose? And I think when we go in those ways or feel those things, we actually kind of just stop altogether. But if we ask ourselves if the things we're engaging with currently in our life are fulfilling us, it changes the perspective on things and it changes the way we look at things. So you could look at every part of your life. You could look at your work. You could look at your relationships, you could look at your romantic relationships, you could look at your family, the children area of your life, you could look at your health, your enjoyment in terms of your social life, obviously your physical self. Are all of these elements feeling fulfilled? And if they're not, that's not a problem, because many of us won't have full fulfillment, some of us won't have it at all. But if you see that those areas are not bringing you fulfillment, that's the first step then of saying, okay, perhaps I'm not really living my purpose. Because, you know, there's so many different schools of thought, okay? And sometimes this feeling of living our purpose means we're just going to wake up one day, and you hear people say this a lot, oh, I don't feel like I work, I'm just so connected to what I do, it just feels like it's so enjoyable. And I understand that, like, I definitely would have parts of my own work where I feel like that in the moment, like in the moment of teaching, for example, or in the moment of sitting here recording this teaching, I always feel that sense of fulfillment. But then there's other realistic aspects of work and business and self-employment that I definitely don't feel that, you know. So I think we have to be realistic with, I think when we listen to other people say things like that, we're like, God, I don't feel like that. But is there some level of fulfillment in these parts of your life? And if there isn't, perhaps say, well, what do I think would bring me a sense of fulfillment? The biggest question here is, what are you seeking? What are you truly looking for? And I think your answer will probably surprise you, because it'll probably be the most simple of things. It's not going to be the big grand things that you may think are going to fulfill you. It's going to be the simplistic of things. And I think that if we work on fulfilling ourselves and feeling personally rewarded and feeling personally invested and motivated and encouraged and driven by the things in our life, we're already living our purpose just in that moment. And as I explained last week, purpose is not defined. It's not like your purpose is to come here and be a singer and that's what you're going to be for the rest of your life. I also explained last week that a lot of times our purpose comes with challenges, but I just think that that's life in general. So going back to those of you who are feeling a bit stuck at the moment, it's about looking at, first of all, why you're feeling a little bit stuck. And maybe if you're like, I don't feel like I'm on the right path, then you're probably not. And that's not like you're doing something wrong. If you feel like you're not on the right path, that could be that you're doing so much in your life that you don't want to do. I put a little video up yesterday on social media around this, where a lot of times when we feel stuck or stagnant, it's actually because we're doing more of what we don't want to do and less of what we actually do want to do. That sounds very simplistic and it feels like it's not that easy to fix, but it actually is, because we can look at things and say, well, where am I getting the fulfillment or where am I getting the enjoyment in my life? It doesn't mean it's going to take away your stresses, but you can be damn sure that if you've got more fulfillment and you've got more enjoyment, it's going to start to counterbalance all of maybe the burdens or responsibilities you have. And also for this week, for those of you who aren't stuck and who are really excited and kind of know what your path is, or you're beginning on a new path and you're just taking those steps, it's just to allow yourself to see where it goes. I don't think there's ever a plan. You know, there's that expression when you make a plan, God laughs or whatever. But I don't think it's about planning out things. Life is literally for living. Life is like taking one step forward every single day and wondering where you're going to land and end up. It is not a straight road and it's not a straight path. And I think what I would wish for all of you that are listening and in the membership is that you take the pressure off and you allow yourself to let your purpose unfold. I put another post up on social media last week after I recorded last week's teaching that said, once you follow your passions, your purpose will unfold. And I really meant that when I wrote that, because I was like, the things that make you feel good, the things now I'm talking about that fulfill you, your purpose just starts to gradually kind of show up and you start to follow what feels good. You end up going in the direction of what's right for you. And that could be your career, that could be traveling the world, that could be working with animals, that could be being a parent, that could be, you know, sitting back and doing nothing and having a great time. It can be anything, or it could be all of those things at once. So for today and for this week, particularly because I'm sending this early in the week, really look at what's fulfilling you in this moment in time. And perhaps if there isn't enough fulfillment, can you bring some in? And if there is lots of fulfillment, how can you bring even more in? And I think this is what I'm probably trying to say, always waffling on here, but in a roundabout way, our purpose is not defined. It's not this one thing that's sitting in front of us saying, that's what you're meant to do, that's who you're meant to be, and that's what you've got to find, the magic coin hidden over there, that's your purpose. It's not about that. Your purpose is ever unfolding as you are ever evolving and ever changing and ever moving through your life. And we have to stop putting ourselves under so much pressure, particularly when it comes to spirituality or spiritual living. I've said this before and I'll say it a million times. Spirituality is not magic. The definition of spirituality is actually thinking that there's something bigger than ourselves. That's actually what the definition of it is. Connecting to spirit and connecting to us and our higher self, which is all the one thing, we're all in the same energy zone, is your best way to be on a spiritual path. But we're all on a spiritual path because we're all spiritual beings. So don't feel like you have to do things a certain way or create things. I think sometimes when we're trying to manifest or create, or when we're trying to figure out our purpose or our path and all of that, it's like we think if we do certain things or use certain tools, it'll just show up for us. And actually what we're not doing at all is living. And that's the biggest thing. We can hand everything up to a higher power, whether you believe that's God, whether you believe that's angels or your own spiritual team, and we can keep handing it up, but we're still in that sense of searching. We'll hand it to them to bring it to us, or we'll look out of ourselves to seek that thing, to seek the purpose, to seek the creations, to seek a sense of knowing ourselves. When everything, and I, again, not to sound cliche, but everything we desire is actually sitting within us. What we do is we put so much pressure to think that that's not enough, that you're not enough and your energy within you is not enough. There must be something else or someone else or some other thing external to you that's going to fulfill you, that's going to show you your purpose, that's going to help you manifest the tools that are there. I think when we use different tools and different modalities of things, they definitely connect us because we're doing something like tangible. You know, if you use crystals, for example, or maybe even oracle cards that we're going to look at, or tarot cards in the masterclass next week, or you use, you know, different types of incense or sage, or you could have a million things. They're not actually doing anything. What they are doing is giving you something physical and tangible to utilize, to give you the moment to connect in. And we have to use these tools because they are sometimes the things that get us to ground ourselves a little bit more. But remember, the power is coming from yourself. And that's why a lot of what's going on now in the world and kind of the more pressure it is, I don't know, I just feel like a lot of the spiritual path is becoming, like if you go on social media or in the media in general, it's just becoming so saturated with stuff and what you should try and how you should be and how you should think. And it's like, let's just drown out the noise. If you want to know what the right path for you is and know what will fulfill you and bring you on the road to your living your purposes out, like actually living, fulfilling your purpose, that comes from you. So think about what fulfills you this week, and I'll chat to you really soon. And if you have any comments on this, or you want to share any of your own feelings on what has come up here, you can always send me a text personally, or you can, if you're in the WhatsApp group and want to share with others, because do know that sharing with others is really helpful, because a lot of you will actually be feeling the same thing. So when you share, it can actually help each of you to know that you're not going through it on your own or having these thoughts where a lot of you will be having the same thoughts. So have a great day, and I'll talk to you really soon.